I know there was another apartment building that I made an offer on. That was the first place that I ever lived in on my own. That's the first place I ever rented, leased out, and I made an offer on it. And that was actually in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. I am your host, Javier Hinojo. And today, I just want to talk about how I'm making an offer on an apartment building that I used to live as a kid. So I'm from El Paso, Texas. West Texas, as far west as you can go. And I got a buddy of mine out there that just walked it a couple of days ago. He's like, hey, we're going to make an offer. It's off market. And I remember he gave me the address and I was looking at it. And I'm like, holy crap. I used to live here as a kid. I used to walk down to school. There used to be a shopping center across the street. And it's pretty cool. I texted my dad. I said, Dad, did we live here? I just know we live here. Anyway, so it was kind of cool. I don't know if we'll be able to buy it or not, but I'm definitely making an offer on a building that I used to live in. So it's kind of sentimental. I got a quick story about that. It's actually a little sad. But as soon as I saw the apartment complex, I remembered I was a little kid. I must have been like 8. And I got a brand new bike. And I went across the street to the grocery store. It actually used to be Albertsons, for you guys who remember the Albertsons grocery store. And they had one of those gaming machines where the claw machine, you get grab teddy bears. So I got my bike, put it outside. I went inside and I spent my few dollars I had trying to get some toys out of there because I was pretty good at it. And then I come outside and my bike was gone. It's a brand new bike. I felt so sad. I just kept walking up and down the street. I didn't want to go home because I knew my dad and my mom would probably be super upset. And I don't even remember if they were upset that I got my bike stolen, but that's how weird. I hadn't thought about that in years. I don't know, 20, 30 years. Was the last time I thought about my bike got stolen. So anyways, still probably a little sentimental. Just thinking about being a little kid and getting your bike stolen. Hopefully none of you guys ever got anything stolen like that, but it sucks. I'm in my 40s now and I still remember. It's like I still feel it. But anyways, do you want to share that story? I know there was another apartment building that I made an offer on. That was the first place that I ever lived in on my own, right? That's the first place I ever rented, leased out, and I made an offer on it. And that was actually in Fayetteville, North Carolina, right outside Fort Bragg. That one I had no chance of getting just because it was super expensive for the kind of asset it was. I'm like, I'm not paying that. I need to get a good deal. I don't care if I was my first place I lived at. But on this one over here in Texas, it's off market. Hopefully, got a good shot of grabbing it. And that would be pretty cool. It's my hometown. I got family that lives there. So I'd be more than happy to fly out there, take a look at it every once in a while. And guess what? It's a business write-off because I'm going to Texas to see my apartment building. So you can write that off in your taxes. Anyways, this is a quick episode. Just wanted to share that with everybody. It could be you making an offer on an apartment building that you grew up in or the one you currently live in now. Heck, go find out if it's for sale. And if it's for sale, give me a call. We'll partner up on it. I'm your host, Javier Hinojo. Don't lose your shirt. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, javierhinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000 and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review. And I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.